Assalamu alaikum kul aam antum bikhair, Eid Mubarak, and welcome back to a new episode. I'm your host Imran, and this episode is long due since February of this year. Now, as the month of Ramadan and Eid has passed, just maybe I can focus on this podcast for once. Anyways, as you read, this episode is about how I decluttered my everyday life and re-evaluated how I handle my routine. The point of this episode is to bring to light what worked for me might work for you too, especially for those who have a very built-up busy routine. Besides, after decluttering my routine, I realized enjoyment is one thing you must have in the long term, or you'll end up burning out fast. Stick with me till the end, and make sure to follow my podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can leave a rating and a review on either platforms. Back to the episode. So, decluttering. How does this work? Let me define it for you firstly. Decluttering is the method of unlisting or removing things you do not need from a place in order to make it more useful. For example, it can be a decluttering of a place, you know, like a room in a house, which is physical decluttering. It can also be removing something from your routine, which becomes mental decluttering. Both cases actually helps a lot to be more active in your everyday life. If I had to define this term with how the researchers say it, so this is what they say. It's a belief that living spaces have too much stuff. In hindsight, it means that our identity is closely connected with what we own. Say for example, you have a smartphone or a watch. It is said that a part of your identity is embedded in the thing you own. That's because most of the things we own have an emotional connection to it. Like, for example, like, this watch was gifted by my father, so I value it a lot. Or this phone was brought by my first paycheck, so I don't feel like discarding it. And when I say decluttering, it doesn't mean you have to remove these emotional attachments or these objects we are attached to. It means if the quantity of these things surrounding us is greater than the usage of these things, now that's what's called a cluttered environment. Now, researchers have also said that clutter can also lead to procrastination, both in either doing your daily tasks or actually clearing out your home. Now that we've defined decluttering, why is it useful for you? Have you ever had a feeling sitting by yourself that nothing is going right, or you hate the routine you're doing, or maybe you're already procrastinating to the maximum? The best way to get a fresh start is to start decluttering right away. And it doesn't have to be like removing stuff from your home and throwing everything away without prioritizing. It can also be a mental declutter, like having too many tasks you promise to do but end up not doing half of them and always having to give excuses for why you didn't do it. You can start by saying no to many of these things if you're already loaded and prioritizing doing those of relevance. Like, remove watching TV shows and movies during weekend. Like, for example, remove watching TV shows and movies during weekdays and limit it to Saturdays. Or say no to your friends for a daily night out and limit it to maybe at least one meeting a week. It really helped me a lot when I first started limiting myself to the irrelevant stuff and focusing more on the important tasks. In fact, it works so well, I got additional time for ibadah on the weekends. This is why it will be helpful for you. Now that we are done with the why, how can we talk about making it more practical and effective by actually doing it? Well, there are some points you should remember when you start decluttering your routine or your home. These are points which are actually effective in making real changes to your life. Like some of these points which I collected and made. The first being, don't confuse decluttering with organizing. They both are different. Like, decluttering is intentionally valuing and devaluing things and discarding them or tasks that are not compatible with the current situation as per your needs. And organizing is not removing. It's just switching stuff to a better place to keep tidiness, I think. And the more better example for decluttering is like having a set of things that have an emotional attachment, but they don't really serve a particular basis for why you need to have it with you. It can be something from your childhood. It can be something from a friend of yours from childhood. Or it can be something which you have and you don't know why you have it, and it serves no purpose for you, but you still keep it anyways, like you're a serial holder. The best way to start decluttering is to identifying what these things are, what their purpose serves, and to start discarding them one by one. That is basically reevaluating what your emotional attachment to that item is. The second point being, decluttering sometimes isn't just physical or mental. It can be emotional too. Say you have an emotional baggage you carry around every day which drags you down. Why bother carrying when you can face it right now and deal with it and leave it behind? It helps you become a better person and also clears your mind. Emotional decluttering is such an underrated method that is overlooked by many. The next point being, when you start small with realistic expectations so you can accomplish them. It helps you to be more active and not get overwhelmed very easily in the short or long term. We all have different styles of decluttering, so work on which style suits you the best. The fourth point being, treat decluttering like it's an appointment. When you have a set routine for decluttering your home or mind, it works extremely smoothly. Because you don't overburden yourself with everything at the same time, you have a set time for it, and you'll be done with it in no time. Now, that's a skill you should be proud of. The fifth point being, if you have a friend or family member to help you for decluttering, it makes the process much easier since things done in company makes it easy to bear. Their opinions add extra relevancy to what you should keep or remove. It works even well if you don't have someone to help you out. It just takes a bit more time. And finally, the last point being to just accept that this is an ongoing process, and that's absolutely fine. You might want to give up in the start, but I promise you this. This will be the best thing you do for a long term. Good things take time after all. The summary of this whole episode being, when you focus on what you need and what you don't need, and are more proactive in saying yes and no to the things around you, you end up being more productive and efficient in your life. One thing I've learned from decluttering is to not let the thought of decluttering for others get to you. You can work on yourself, and the maximum you can do is suggest others to do it rather than doing it for them. It takes away the value you built for them. The benefits you get from decluttering is that you get so much quality time and happiness when you do these limited things and tasks you have set in your list, which you have prioritized, because our generation has a messed up way of getting our dopamine doses, and that's the main reason why we're always unhappy and tired every single day. I really hope it works for you, because it did for me. If you did stick with me till the end, I really appreciate it. It took a whole 3 months for me to understand what I wanted from this podcasting venture. I hope you benefit from what I put out, and would love it if you leave a rating and a review for this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It has been tiresome, but we made it till the end. I'll catch you on the next one. Until next time, Maasalam.